Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
What a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. All over the streams from Tucson to Phoenix, talking about how beautiful the weather is. You look up at Flagstaff, you want to go snowing, you can be in the snow in a couple hours. Thursday in the Republic, did you see the picture of Four Peaks? They've been snow-capped all week long. How beautiful was that?
We got to hike out there this week. Boy, it was just breathtaking.
Oh, a little Saturday morning air guitar all across the state of Arizona, courtesy of Rosie on the House.
If you were waking up 1874, you could stroll into downtown Phoenix and pick up a lot for anywhere from $7 to $11.
Whoa!
It was also the year the telegraph line made its way into Arizona, and the first operator was one Morris Goldwater that was in his father's shop on 1st and Jefferson. Phoenix is our featured staycation destination for the month of January, and a lot of people are like, well, why? Usually you pick Flagstaff or somewhere in the mountains, and we go skiing. I said, well, I had a conversation with our partners at CAF and Flagstaff, and they said, you know, Roma, you guys may come up here to ski in the winter, and you may come up here in the summer to get rid of the heat. It's like, but we travel down to Phoenix and Tucson just as much in the wintertime to give us a break from the cold. Why don't you have a staycation for us mountain dwellers to come down and enjoy the warm during the dead of winter? So we picked Phoenix for our staycation destination. Our winter will be staying at the hotel at Grand Canyon University. We'll have them on in a couple weeks to talk about everything that they have going on there.
Brand new hotel.
Brand new hotel.
Spanking new.
And went for a preview from it and were completely blown away. So we'll be excited to talk about everything going on there and send our staycation winner. They also have them set up with some basketball tickets to enjoy an Antelopes game. And
the Lopes.
And usually we talk about things going on in Arizona right about this time, but we thought for the first broadcast of 2020, starting a new decade, it would be fun if we put together an Arizona bucket list. And we were talking at the office and brainstorming, do we do it completely open form, leave it up, or do we categorize it and get a little more intentional? So we decided to categorize it, and we broke down the Arizona bucket list into five categories, but there's actually seven bucket list items. We'll get there. Number one, completing a trail. Two, a new event. Three, a venue. Four, your own staycation. Five, close to home. And then six, you get to pick two random ones. Now, we had to designate one, and you could designate both or keep the second open one for any random occurrence that happened during the year, but it has to be something new you've never done before. Now, we've not seen any of each other's.
Are we going to open it up to the listeners if they want to share their
bucket list?
They can call us at 1-888-767-4348. Arizona-focused bucket list for 2020.
Texting is an easy way, too, 411-923. We can just gather up a bunch of information that way, too.
And, of course, always email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, I have the staff. They all submitted theirs, but I haven't seen Rosie's or Jennifer's or Gary's. The broadcast team hasn't peeked at any of each other's. Do you have all yours in front of you?
I right on top of my head. I had a lot of time. Yeah. Staring at acoustic ceilings this year, thinking about what I wanted to do. So this was a very easy assignment.
This one was easy? Yeah. Well, I thought this one would be hard for you, finding something that hadn't been done yet.
Nope. No, it was very easy.
Very easy.
Yep.
All right, so the first one, complete a trail. Now, you can hike it, you can mountain bike it, you can horseback ride it, you can wheelchair it, you can crawl it, you can skateboard it, whatever the case, but it has to be at least 2 miles.
Okay. And I deferred to Jennifer because we always do what I want to do. And so I want to see her bucket list so we can put them on the calendar and check them off.
It's on the top of his head, but he's cheating off a mom.
Oh, I already know. I don't think I'm going to be able to do my rim to rim this year.
Mm.
I kept that in mind. We used to do things together. So I was trying to think of things we could.
I don't think I can do 43 miles to the Grand Canyon this year. But I got a trailer.
Well, I thought Havasu Pie would be, I've always wanted to do that.
Yes,
you could probably handle that one. But you have to sign up at Havasu Reservation, HavasuPieReservations.com and get an account. I've been trying for 2 days. It won't let me in. And it opens February 1st at 8 a.m. And if you don't call by 7:59, you won't get one.
That's right.
So my second choice doesn't need a permit, and it's the Seven Falls in Sabino Canyon. It's about a 4 mile hike.
Okay.
How about you?
Has anyone done supai? Have a supai?
No, you have.
I
still remember the pictures.
Yeah. It's definitely worth doing, and I'm glad I went on that trip. It was kind of spur of the moment. I hadn't been practicing or training for it, but it wasn't that brutal of a hike.
And you were young.
Yeah, I was young. And it was the first, it's just the beginning and end, hiking down and hiking up. But once you get into the canyon itself, it's a pretty easy walk, and it's something I didn't realize how lucky I was. I got invited to attend as a fourth person on this four-group pass.
Yeah.
And as hard as it is, and everyone's saying, I've been trying to go for years, I didn't realize how lucky I got going on that trip.
Gary, you hike
okay.
a lot.
Well, yeah, and Havasu Pie was on the top of my list, but I scratched it for that reason because I didn't think I would be able to get in. But thanks to Roger Naylor, I found something. I've never touched the Grand Canyon hiking. I just went down Bright Angel, about a quarter of a mile, came back up and went, I need some work. The Tonto Loop.
Okay. All right.
Kaibab,
yeah.
To Tonto. He suggested I take a nap right there at Bright Angel and Tonto intersection. And then the real, it is a tough hike all around, but it's the challenge getting back up to the South Rim on Bright Angel. So that's on my list.
Well, the thing about the Grand Canyon that I've always respected is it's optional to go down. but there ain't no option to getting out.
That's what I need to work on.
Yeah, there's just no option. And baby, you hit Skeleton Point or Cedar Point, and you think you're close, but baby, you're still a long ways away from the top.
Oh, 3 miles coming up is like what, 10? Yeah, does it feel like?
It feels like. Well, my hike again requires a permit, but I've got to get to Kitzsteel.
And where's that?
Navajo National Monument.
Mm.
17-mile round trip, only 20 people in allowed a day. And the permit started in February, and it's only open May to October. But it is, as our family favorite Indian ruin up in Pueblo Canyon, it's that times 10.
Oh, wow.
And like I say, you've got to hike 9 miles to see
it. You know what? Did they – Arizona Highways –
Yes.
Did an article on them this year. Yes.
They did.
And
they
what's it called again? Kit?
Well, the one I want to go see is Kitzsteel.
Kitzsteel.
Yeah.
Well, you guys really blew me away on that one. So we spend a lot of time looking at the white tanks. It's the backdrop to our home. And there is a pretty easy trail. I have done it. So we were debating whether or not this counted or not. But everything we do, we've got to do with the kids. And Remy and Landry haven't been on it. And they can make this... It's a little over 2 miles there and back. But right at the White Tanks, if you come in off of Waddell, there's a park there. And there's a trailhead. And it goes back to a waterfall. And obviously, it doesn't run year-round. But you go there after a monsoon and see waterfall coming out of the White Tanks. You know, and it's as much time as we spend looking at that mountain range, we've never gone into it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take the kids to the White Tank Trail, a White Tank Mountain Waterfall Trail, which, like I said, it's pretty gosh darn easy.
Well, I think we ought to commit to pictures on Facebook for all the staff and their bucket list items they tick off.
So they have to, if you have to get a permit or pay a parking pass, everyone's supposed to save those and take pictures of their event, and they'll get graded at the end of the year.
Well, February 1st, Jennifer, you get on Havasu Pies.
I'll get on
because I can't get a permit for Kitzsteel till February 1st. So I'll start Kitzsteel try, and you have a supai try, and whoever gets the first permit.
Or Seven Falls.
There you go. We have more on our Arizona bucket list we're going to talk through, but we're going to bring in our guest who's joined us this hour who will help us get to where we're going safely. We've got a new associate partner to Rosie on the House, Victor Kersteck, founder of Affordable GPS Tracking System. This is something that we put in our work van. And as soon as we died, I thought, you know what? As soon as my daughter turns 16 and driving, I'm going to put these dash cams in every vehicle we own. If nothing else, not because we don't trust her, but we've got examples that we'll talk about how it has saved us in proving we were in the right in our travels, and it was the crazies on the road that were causing these disturbances. Welcome, and thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Originally from the East Coast.
Yes, sir.
How'd you find your way to Arizona?
Funny story. Our daughter was looking for a school. She's a biomed engineer, and she decided to come out to ASU. So my wife and I and my youngest daughter came out to bring her here in August. It was August 3rd, I believe, and 2003. And we moved her into the dorm, and then my wife and I looked around and said, well, what's the matter with this place? So we spent the next 3 days looking for a house, bought a house.
I'll be darned. On your first trip?
On our first trip.
In August.
And then we went back to New Jersey, sold our house in 30 days, which was another, you know, gift of God that brought us here. So by October 3rd, we were moved into our new house here in Phoenix. And it was 105 that day, by the way.
But what was it in New Jersey?
In October? It was probably like in the 60s. So October's still pretty nice back east.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
Leaves are changing, so beautiful colors, beautiful scenery.
And then what got you into the GPS business?
I have an engineering background, so I have sold communication back east. I used to sell cell phones, beepers, and LoJack when it first came out. I came out here, kind of semi-retired, and was looking for something to do. And a friend of mine from the communications field back east says, hey, we have some new projects if you want to get involved with us. And I got into it and never turned back.
And we'll be talking more about it. And you've got some personal GPS locators if you're out on your Arizona bucket list and get in a bind. There's a great features that we have that can help search and rescue locate you should the need arise. More here, Rosie on the house.